Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, at last, Anna Geary's really getting it.
Dave's the star of the show, so what he says goes.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The time has come to give you a chance to win a Wickes gift card worth £250 as we play Put It in the Garden. And having a go today, on line one in Yorkshire, is Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Gary, welcome to the show. Gary, he likes the main station, but he's a flicker, aren't you, Gary, you saucy devil? You like to mix it up and get involved. I know the type, Gary. So, effectively, my friend, I'm going to ask you three questions. They're general knowledge. Answer those questions, then let's have some pun fun. Are you ready to play Put It in the Garden?
Certainly am.
Okay, here we go, my friend. Good luck to you. Complete the name of Liam Gallagher's debut solo single, Wall of...
Glass.
Put it in the garden.
Grass.
Wall of grass.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Question two. What is the name of a medieval soldier who carries a bow and arrow? They're known as...
An archer.
An archer. Put it in the garden.
Carcher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
A Carcher.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We're just not doing music-related questions occasionally, then, aren't we?
No, they're about everything. General knowledge.
What is the name of the shagadelic spy created by Mike Myers?
Austin Powers.
Put him in the garden, Gary.
Flowers.
Austin Flowers.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Gary. Well done. You've got yourself a Wickes gift card worth £250. Thanks for tuning in and flicking around, Gary. Have a great weekend ahead.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Well done, my man. Enjoy, enjoy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Right now, as promised, it's the comings and goings across social media with Matt Dyson and the Social Ammo.
Yeah.
Matt, tell tale.
Well, I don't think we need to really touch on the England game too much this morning.
No, I'm so pleased it was a 5 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah,
if I'd stayed up till 10 o'clock to watch that, I would be livid.
He's so angry, yeah.
I mean, you've wasted my time. You've wasted your own time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's obviously all over the socials. Yeah. Lots of pictures of Pickford looking like an angry Thomas Turgoose from This Is England. One Newcastle fan called Rob on Twitter perhaps sums it up best. He just said, Gareth Southgate wears a helmet on his Peloton. It's quite a nice way of talking
about
it.
A new Nana saying.
Yeah, it's a great new Nana saying. We can add that to the list that we compiled earlier in the week. Elsewhere, Peter Crouch went to the Isle of Wight Festival last night because obviously he did his podcast in the Big Top. On Thursday night, and on his way over there, obviously he gets the ferry.
Plus, Crouchy loves it.
Yeah,
Crouchy. I mean, every time I've seen Kasabian or Liam or anyone, he's always see there. Peter Crouch.
He
can't hide himself.
Yeah, he's always on stage doing the robot dance at some point. But on his way to the other way, he went into the captain's compartment of the ferry.
Yeah,
and he did an impression of the ferryman. Everyone's
the
doing
ferryman
impressions
you've never met.
Of the ferryman. Just have a listen to. It's not too bad actually. To be fair.
Oh, yeah, you me hearty, starboard bound.
So, yeah,
that's
there
pretty
it is.
Good. Let's hear it again.
Yeah, you me hearty, starboard bound.
It's quite good. You wouldn't even know that was Peter Crouch, would you?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
I've heard worst impressions of the ferryman.
Not me. My ferryman from the future.
Yeah, it's slightly better than Anna's ferryman, I think, perhaps.
I add something into the social ammo today?
Yes. Yeah,
because this hasn't gone viral around the world, but it's gone viral within the office.
It has on the work email.
Yeah, it's gone viral on our work email. Our glorious leader sent an email out regarding tickets to the Kings of Leon gig that you can win with Bush and Ritchie from 4 p.m. this afternoon. And he sent an email out, and there was a little typo in there.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the Kings of Leona, is what he put in his email. The Kings, he said, I've written the name Leona so many times, it's in my brain. That was what he went on to say. But I thought to myself, I'd love to see the Kings of Leona live.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want to see that in Hyde Park?
That is on fire. That's the tribute act we need to see, isn't it?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is where real music matters, which is why you are the perfect audience to answer the question, what is your ultimate 80s summer song? Of course, so many of you love all things absolute 80s. So we're asking, as we are deep into June and the days are getting warmer, What is your ultimate 80s summer song? If you go to our website right now, absoluteradio.co.uk, and tell us, you could win yourself a Roberts Digital Radio. And then we could compile a big old chart and play it out to you real soon. So let's get into it, shall we, with a round of blind ranking. I'm going to play you what can only be described as three 80s summer song bangers, and you need to put them in order. You need to rank them first, second or third, but without hearing the next song along. So here we go. This is the first one for you. Jermaine Stewart. Are we just listening to this now? We're going to blind rank it.
No, I like it. Nice upbeat summer banger.
Yeah.
I
think it's a safe... good piece of life advice as well.
Yeah, yes, it's true. Yeah. Well, I think it's a safe number two for me, this one, yeah.
Number two, yeah. Anna?
Yeah, I'm going with that as well.
Yeah.
You're not going to use the catchphrase?
I'm going number two. I'm going number two.
It's part of a soundboard already, kiddo. And Glenn?
I'm going to put it number three.
Number three. Okay, there we go. That's Jermaine Stewart, blind ranked. Up next. Yes. Come on, guys. Perfect, isn't it?
I think it's my favourite Wham song, I'd suggest.
What, more than Last Christmas?
Yes. Yeah. We hear that too much, as we know, don't we?
Well, yeah, it's true.
Usually in the summer we play Club Tropicana-geddon, don't we? You're not allowed to...
It's not a bad idea, actually. I'm kind of almost one step ahead of you. I'm half a step ahead of you with that one.
Avoid it at barbecues if you can. Yeah.
So what are we thinking with Wham?
I think it has to go number one.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Before you go any further, let me chuck a little spicy meatball in there. The final song I'm going to play you... is what I chose as my personal ultimate 80s summer song.
Oh.
So I'm just letting you know that you've all got your top spots free. So I don't reveal it, but I'm going to reveal it next. But so where are you putting Wham?
Third.
That's my guy. Wham are going third. Anna?
Yeah, I'm going with Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Dave's the star of the show, so what he says goes.
Isolate the audio. Perfect. Thanks, Anna.
I just think he will have picked a good song. Surely he's not going to pick a doozy, are you?
Well, no. I'm going to stage a coup. I'm putting it at number one.
Okay.
Total opposite of what Anna just said. I felt great for a couple of minutes there, Glenn. Really great, and you took it away.
Bring him back down.
A leader needs a good opposition.
So, obviously, everyone knows my favourite, my ultimate 80s summer song is about that itsy bitsy teeny weeny. No, not really.
Jimmy Mallet. No
I
way.
Chose this.
Oh, yes.
Soul to soul.
Happy with what we went with.
Yeah.
I mean, Wham is probably one of the ultimate 80s summer songs.
But I do prefer a bit of Jazzy B.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is just perfect. So have your say. absoluteradio.co.uk. What is your ultimate 80s summer song?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, and of course, 10 weeks of tickets is all about you seeing Kasabian live in Leicester as we play Rewired. Which producer can go furthest along our Buzz the Wire game? Yes, as it's the final chance to win, we've got producer Old Swiss, producer Asbo Ellie are up against one another. And on line one, we have Matt, who loves the main station. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello, hi, mate. Hello. On line two, we have Laura, who likes the main station and a little bit of 90s from time to time. Good morning, Laura.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Laura, hello. This is Matt. Matt, this is Laura.
Hi, Matt.
Morning, Laura.
Okay, so, Matt, you have been paired with the penknife-wielding Sue Perkins lookalike, producer Old Swiss. He's going to be going first. How far along the Buzz the Wire game can he make it? Old Swiss, would you like to step up, please?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, He's up the first straight, isn't he?
Oh, oh yeah. He did make he it past the first corner. Okay, Matt. Yeah. Poor. Now you're understanding why we are the talent. We are the presenters. We are the ones on air. Okay, Laura, you have got producer Asbo Ellie. She once closed up the ice cream van she was working in as a teenager at 2 p.m. despite being a boiling hot bank holiday weekend. And the cries from the children meant nothing to her. She has nerves of steel. She's ready to win you the ticket. All you need to do, Ellie, is make it past the first corner. You may begin.
Can she do it? She's on the first straight. Can she make it round? She appears to have done it.
Very solid. She's definitely
She's already
it.
In the lead.
Oh, goodness me.
She's going to complete the
She's
maze.
She's just playing for the...
The kudos.
The glory.
Oh, my goodness. This is the furthest wow. anyone's been.
The bragging rights.
Oh, oh, okay. Wow. It's the best attempt Impressive. We've had all week. And Laura, Ellie has oh, won Ellie. You the tickets. Yes. Go on, Ellie. Well done. Oh, you're no. off to see Kasabian. Enjoy the gig.
Thank you so much. I'm absolutely buzzing. What a way to start my day.
Oh, well, we're so pleased. Thanks for tuning into the show. Enjoy the gig. I mean, this is Kasabian in Leicester. I mean, it's going to be one to remember.
Oh, definitely.
Well, enjoy it. Much. Take care of yourself. Well done, Ellie. Nicely played.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Isle of Wight Festival weekend, everybody. Very exciting. If you're not going, don't worry. We have you covered. Our exclusive coverage kicks off tonight from 7 p.m. We will be live with Sarah Champion and Ben Burrell. They do have us covered. And to get you in the mood, we're going to do an Isle of Wight special of Beat the Intro. Ooh. So all of the music you're about to hear comes courtesy of bands or artists who are going to be performing at the Isle of Wight Festival, many of which, well, in fact, all of which we're going to be bringing you exclusively to Absolute Radio. So your names are your buzzers. You get a point for the name of the band or artist and a point for the name of the song. And we begin with this.
Glenn.
Glenn.
Prodigy Firestarter.
Yeah.
Glenn.
2 points to Glenn.
What did you just call me?
I said good work.
Oh, good work, right.
What did you think Anna said?
Well, I can't say it.
It's difficult at the top, isn't it, Glenn? You're getting paranoid. Getting a bit twitchy. They're all after me, aren't
too
they?
Too brutal.
Right, so that is the Prodigy Firestarter. We're going to bring you the best of the Prodigy, as I say, across the weekend. Up next, here we go.
Glenn.
Ooh. Glenn.
Nothing But Thieves.
Yes.
What? Oh, man, what is the song? I can't remember the name of it. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. Anna, do you want an opportunity to name that?
Should we hear it all? Should we
hear
it all?
Yeah, hear a bit more.
Yeah.
What, just in case the name of the song's in the intro?
Yeah, yeah. It might come to us.
It's a strange tactic, but let's give it a go, shall we?
Come on, lads, don't be shy. Say the name of the song.
I don't know what it's called.
No, I don't.
You can't overcome your shyness.
No.
It's overcome. Do you know, I've forgotten how much I love this song.
Yeah, I like this song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep it on.
Up next, more familiar territory for us all.
Yeah. Matt.
Keen.
Yeah.
Somewhere Only We Know, I
Glenn.
Think.
Glenn. Oh, incorrect. Matt.
Glenn, Bedshaped.
Oh. It is Bedshaped, Matt.
I'm
Tom's going to be listening
I'm
right
not
now.
I'm saying the work of Dear Tom, they all have a similar start, but they have a quite similar start, don't they?
I think that does fall into the realm of slander.
Yeah, 100%. And of your hairspiration as well.
I know. I will never say a bad word against Tom. My tap water drinking brethren.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, and finally, for this round, I hope you're playing along where you are. Performing at the Isle of Wight this weekend. We'll bring you all of the exclusive coverage.
Glenn. Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Correct.
How did you get that from that?
Barely a split second. Though.
Because I bought American Idiot when I was 13, Anna.
Come on, why don't you get me? Yeah.
I just have no words.
So at the end of the first round, Anna yet to score. Matt Dyson's got a point. Glenn has got 6 points. Oof. Four more songs on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So our exclusive coverage of this weekend's Isle of Wight Festival kicks off tonight from 7 p.m. We do have you covered, as I've been saying. And to celebrate that, we're having a special Beat the Intro Isle of Wight special. All the bands and artists are performing at some point across the weekend. Janie in Walthamstow has texted into the studio and she says, Dave, how about putting Glenn on a 3-second delay? And you know what? I think it's a good...
We're going to give
it.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're still... I'm not doing it to punish you. I'm doing it to see how just how good you are and how awful these two are.
Yeah, he probably
I've got
will
a stopwatch
still.
Here.
I'll do a 3-second
okay,
delay.
You're going to do your own fine. 3 seconds. I was going to point
you
in.
Can trust me. Oh, yeah, point me in. Yeah, point me in.
No, I mean,
you're
pointing
him in, it's fairer.
I thought, okay, let's all point at Glenn when he's allowed to answer. To really intimidate him.
I'll point back. It'll be like the Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, like... Okay, so first of all, as I say, all performing at the Isle of Wight Festival. Here we go.
What? Oh, Matt.
Matt.
It's Suede.
It
film
is.
Star?
No. Animal Nitrate. I didn't give you a chance to
why
steal
that. Why didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're in delay. I'm still
yeah, I'm in delay. I still can't do it, yeah.
But would you have got that, Glenn?
Yes.
Okay, I have a point. You're in 3 seconds.
Hang on, hang on.
Anna, the point.
Anna, you would have got that.
I might have done
it. Oh, actually, you did know they were founded in 1989.
Yes. I will give a point to Anna. Anna can have that point.
Okay, are you happy to take the pity point?
I'll take the pity point.
You take the pity petticoat. Right, here we go. Up next.
Matt. Simple Minds.
Yeah.
that one. They're big.
Come on, really? Can
it's
I come in?
It's big hit, isn't
say it?
It
then.
What's it called? The, oh,
Glenn, your delay's over.
Great, thank you. Don't you forget about me.
Don't you.
Something quite nice about you having your hand up. Yeah. Don't you forget about
Miss
me. Glenn's still here.
Cooey.
Okay, up next, friends of the show, love them to bits.
Matt. Blossoms. Names of songs.
Oh, man. Come on.
Charlemagne.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Keep your hand down, Glenn.
Well,
Glenn,
you're
on
a roll. So, there are 2 points remaining.
Oh, okay.
And wow, Anna, you're on one, but because of the delay, Glenn, you're on 7, and Matt's now on 5. So, if Matt, if you get this,
great.
You, which you won't, you're going to tie.
Okay.
Good luck. Here we go.
Anna!
Say it!
Say it, Anna! Sorry for Girls, She's So Lovely.
No! No, it's not!
Matt, it's that band who are called...
No, it's Scouting for Girls!
Oh, is it? Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
A bit more.
Oh, Elvis Ain't Dead?
Yes! How did you get it?
Is that only other hit?
No, I wish I was James Bond. Do you know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah.
Right. Scouting for Girls, Elvis Ain't Dead. I thought you were going to nail it then.
I thought
it was The Feeling for a bit. They're quite similar sounding, The Feeling and Scouting for Girls.
But The Feeling aren't performing at the Isle of Wight Festival.
No,
but Scouting for Girls are. So, Anna, you got 2 points in the end. Matt, you got 6. And despite being in a 3-second delay, thanks to Janie and Walthamstow, Glenn, you got 7. Well done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I thought what a great thing to do right now would be give you an opportunity to really flex that grey matter of yours and earn a shout out before you go heading off into the weekend all willy and nilly. And so we're going to have an edition of The Smash. And today we take inspiration from the world of music, so it is definitely going to be something versus the playlist. And that thing, well, is going to be Germany.
Yes,
we are going to German the playlist at 8, 12, 15. This, of course, is a nod to the Euros. It looks like all of the fans from all around Europe are having a great time there.
Yeah.
Been to Germany a few times myself.
Lovely place.
It is a lovely place. Plus, you know, as England and Scotland are both absolutely flying and really nailing it out there, it seems like the right
we
thing to do.
We should celebrate, shouldn't we? Yeah.
We've had 2 goals come flooding in so far.
I did one of those DNA tests, you know, where you're spit in a little thing and send it off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm 12% Spanish, so obviously I'm Spanish. I'm supporting Spain all the way, of course. So, German, the playlist. Cologne, Lee Boy is my is
oh,
one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very good.
From the Black Keys. And Belinda Carlisle is my other one.
That's excellent.
8, 12, 15 for you guys. Matt Dyson.
Our Kranken House by Madness.
Ooh.
And Wurzbrung Dirsch Sonic.
Oh, nice. Anna Geary.
Rhine Inch Nails.
Brilliant.
Very nice.
And
word.
Simply the Oktoberfest by Tina Turner.
Oh, yes. Glenn Moore.
Bryan Adams. Post Cologne. And but Russia Mönchengladbach.
Oh, oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. It's hard to beat, but the challenge is there. I want your name. I want to know where you are, and I want Germany versus the playlist. 8, 12, 15 is the number. Just after 9 is shout-out time. Oh, my goodness me, Glenn Moore.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning, and here on this particular breakfast show, just after 9 is shout-out time, and look, it's just after 9. So, to earn your shout-out, we had a round of the smash, and it was anything to do with Germany versus music at 8, 12, 15. Sandra in Leeds gets us underway with German Fred Mann. We got Spin Doctor Toberfest from Chris in Surrey.
Nice.
The Killers lead singer Brandenburg Flowers from Maisie on the Wirral.
Yeah,
Frankfurt Sinatra from Bob the Job in Staines. The Munich Street Preachers from David in Lancashire. And anything by Wamberg from Johnny in Birmingham, which I liked.
Nice.
Matt, what about the socials?
On Twitter or X, Floydie has gone for Down in the Danube Station at Midnight, which is nice. Leda Hosier is a particularly good one. Just the Sunrise Link says Michelle. Message to you, Rudy. Vola says Evo. Oh. And Stwee on Twitter has gone for the Wunderbar stuff. And Isle of Wight Festival headliners, the Alfida Sane Pet Shop Boys.
Oh. Excellent, everybody. That is Germany versus the playlist done on the smash. We are keeping it Euros based. Don't forget, just after 9:30 this morning, the return of 5 players, 5 grand. Will today be the day the money is won?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Home of, well, at least for the duration of the Euros or until the money goes, this.
5 players, 5 grand with Wix.
Yes, 5 players, 5 grand with Wix. Get your garden ready for summer with Wix. Find all the inspiration and advice you need for your next garden project at wix.co.uk. Just wanted to chuck it out there. So what we have to do here is find someone able to match 5 footballers' names with a member of the team to win themselves £5,000. Now, once again, just a reminder, I'm looking for 5 professional footballers. They can be from any league or any tournament in the world, from any period in sporting history. Just match all 5 to win the cash. And hoping to do just that is Susan. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello, Susan. Welcome along to the show. You enjoying the Euros?
Yes, I am.
Who are you backing? I can maybe tell by your accent, but I don't want to be presumptuous.
Yeah, there's a slight accent. Yep, Scotland all the way.
Scotland all the way. You're feeling confident about how Scotland are going to do?
I don't know if confident, hopeful. We're always hopeful.
Hopeful. I suppose that's the best any of us can be. Susan, what about kind of throughout the rest of the season? Which football team do you support?
I have to go with my local team, which is St Mirren.
Okay.
But the last match I actually watched was Charlton. So that's
was it? Okay, well done, you've won the money! Excellent work, Susan. Okay, let's spin the random player generator, see who you're playing 5 players, 5 grand with.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
It is Glenn Moore, so his imaginary bodyguard Peter is going to scoop him up and take him out of the studio. Take him away, Pete.
Isn't it lovely? Every time. It's so lovely to watch.
It gets me every
time. It's so nice.
Right. Okay, Susan, I'm going to give you 5 first names. You just need to try and think of a second name that might also be the name of a professional footballer.
Yeah.
Then you've got to hope that Glenn Moore says the same 5 last names. And if he does, you can have £5,000. Bear in mind, we have already had 4 out of 5 matched on £5 Players, £5 Grand, and that was with Glenn Moore. So, good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And probably best not to focus on Charlton and St Mirren players. I'm sure he'll match
ouchie.
With them.
On behalf of both Susan and I, ouchie. Okay, here we go. Your first name is James.
Madison.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Leah.
Williamson.
Very nice.
Ian.
Gotta be right.
Yeah, he's the big Ian.
I love Righty. I thought we were going to go for Dowie. Ian Dowie.
Right is bigger than Dowie.
Yeah, just a bit.
Does Glenn have to say right? When
yeah, he does. Three times. Thrice. Okay. Susan, this is very nice. Well done.
Yeah, doing very well so far.
Two names remaining. The first of which is Connor.
Gallagher. Chelsea, Gallagher.
Good. Gallagher. Very good.
Obviously, he was also on loan at Charlton a couple of seasons ago, Susan. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, did a great work. And finally, your name is Jürgen.
Klopp.
There are two big Jürgens.
Yeah. Which will Glenn go with? Well, you know what, Susan? We're going to find out after this song. So stay right there. Well played. £5 Players, £5 Grand is next.
£5 Players, £5 Grand with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
£5 Players, £5 Grand with Wix.
Glenn Moore is now back in the studio and ready to play £5 Players, £5 Grand and potentially win Susan £5,000. Susan, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
You're ready, OK. Glenn Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the first player
yes.
that comes to mind if I give you the first name? James.
Madison.
Correct.
Very good.
Excellent work. That's one down, Susan. Feeling good?
Hopeful.
Okay, all right.
Really
same as you,
set.
Supporting Scotland at the Euros,
yeah.
taking part in £5 Players, £5 Grand. Same emotion, same set of emotions. Okay. Up next, which player springs to mind if I give you the first name, Leah?
Williamson.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So James Madison, Leah Williamson are a match. As we move to our third name, which is Ian.
I'm going to have to go with Ian Wright.
Correct!
Yes! Yes.
Ian Wright. There he is. Not Dowie. No one wants Dowie. No,
that was the backup. That was the backup.
Was it your backup?
It was my backup.
He's always the backup. Yeah. Always the bridesmaid is Ian Dowie. Oof.
It's going very well, isn't it?
This is going very well on a Friday morning. Connor.
Gallagher.
Yeah. Is correct.
Oh!
Susan?
Yes?
You're just one player's name away from winning £5,000.
Wow.
And Glenn?
Yeah.
The player's first name
uh-huh.
is Jürgen.
Don't give that to a Scottish person. They lost to Germany last Friday.
Yeah.
There's two.
Yeah.
They both begin with a K and an L.
Yes.
One is known less as a player, but he is just the more famous person.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to say Jürgen Klopp.
Yes!
You did! £5 Players, £5 Grand, wow. Susan. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Come on, the Scots.
She did it for Scotland, everyone. Glenn, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Klinsmann. Wow. I thought it was going to be Klinsmann.
Sure.
So but close. It was Klopp, of course, in case you don't know, who was a football player before he turned to management in his native Germany. So we had James Maddison, Leo Williamson, Ian Wright, Conor Gallagher and Jurgen Klopp. Susan, you've got £5,000. You've conquered five players, £5,000. Well done, everybody. Well done, Glenn Moore. Susan, this is brilliant.
I know, I can't believe it.
What are you going to spend the money on?
Oh, unbelievably, my son's blooming car insurance.
Oh, really?
His car insurance is £5,000.
What does he drive? Susan, I'm so pleased for you. Thanks for tuning into The Breakfast Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank
good
you
luck
so
to
much.
Scotland. Good luck to St Mirren. And, of course, I said she was going to get the money, didn't I?
Yeah.
CAFC. Come on, you Reds. Yes, Susan.
£5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning, and as we bid you farewell, we head into the weekend happy chappies, because if you're just joining us, listener Susan matched five players with Glenn Moore, winning herself £5,000. Well done once again to Susan. We had James Maddison, Leo Williamson, Ian Wright, Conor Gallagher, and Jurgen Klopp. And Glenn has that winning feeling again. How are you doing, Glenn? Feeling good?
Feeling okay,
Okay?
But, you know, it's about the next match and we've got to put our minds on that. We won't let ourselves get carried away. It's not about me, it's about the team.
So well done to Susan. She's going to spend the money on her son's car insurance. Such a modern thing to have to spend your money on in this day and age, isn't it? Right, so as I say, we're leaving you for the week. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. The latest edition of the podcast is named Lawn Daddy and Garden Boy, and that's now available wherever you get your pods. Leona's going to be here in a tick. She's got the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner. We guarantee to give away the money today, and the money in question is £200,000. We'll be back amongst you on Monday morning from 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.